This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
6 o'clock, the Red Sox and the Yankees, but that's the one you're focused on. It all begins at 1 o'clock with the Tigers and the Guardians in Cleveland. At 3 o'clock, you have the Padres at the Cubs, then the Red Sox, Yankees, and then the Reds are at the LA Dodgers. Now, if you listen to the show enough, you know that we have a podcast called Fan Base. It's a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. It started as a Yankees-Red Sox podcast, and we do a ton of that because John Senecal is a big Yankee fan, and I'm a Red Sox fan, but it's really just a general baseball podcast, and John knows so much, and Matt's on it all the time, too, and he helps produce it. And so it's sort of like a labor of love, if you will. And we're going to record an episode after I get off the air here at 9 o'clock that'll be available probably, depending on the technology, by 10 or 10:30. And it's usually it's as quick as 10 minutes and as long as 30. It's never that long. And the conversation is always enjoyable, whether it comments on baseball, the Red Sox, Yankees, or it gets pretty personal sometimes as well. The podcast is the brainchild of John Senecal, old friend of mine from the days of NBC 30, the Dirty 30, WVIT that they call NBC Connecticut now. And he joins us now on Brian and Company. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm good. You're talking about that weather. It is baseball weather and baseball in the Bronx, huh? What better way to start the postseason than the Yankees Red Sox?
Can I just digress for 1 second? Because the Canton High School soccer team is undefeated, by the way.
Yeah, I know that. My son plays on that team.
Yeah. Is he getting some time?
He is getting some time. He's not as talented as his older brother was, but he also hasn't put on enough weight yet to be gets bodied by a lot of seniors. But he plays about 15 to 20 minutes a game. But, yeah, he is part of the 9-0 run, which is the best in school history.
Yeah, that's really cool. Anyway, let's get to baseball since that's what we're here for. I'll ask for predictions of the other stuff, but, in general, how do you feel going into this? You know, the Yankees have kind of been owned a bit by the Sox during the regular season.
Yeah, during the regular season, Brian, it has been the case. But, you know, I think given the last, month of baseball, I think the Yankees are in a better position than the Red Sox, obviously. I think they're playing better baseball. I think they're healthier than the Red Sox. That being said, the Red Sox have Crochet and Bale in Game 1 and 2, and then the health issue comes up with who knows who's going to start in Game 3 because Giolito's got some issues. But I do believe the Yankees are in a better situation right now than the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling, I said this earlier, and I'm sure you weren't listening at the time. If Crochet doesn't win, it's over for the Sox.
Well, it's funny you say that, Brian, because, you know, obviously it's never over for the Red Sox in the history of their franchise. But, yeah, I would say that's a big gut punch if the Yankees can come out and beat Garrett Crochet. And this Game 1 matchup, I would say, is probably, you know, Skubal still has a shot, but this could be your one or two in the Cy Young vote, too, with Crochet 18-5 and Max Fried 19-5. So this is the marquee matchup of the day in playoff baseball.
You know, I'm curious, you know, in terms of a couple players that you think, I mean, obviously we know Aaron Judge, and, you know, he's the biggest, you know, possibly the MVP outside of the guy catching in Seattle. What other guys do you think are key?
Well, I mean, you know, for the Yankees, I would say it's going to be if these guys that are going to be in the lineup tonight, that it's a right-handed lineup, can step up. The Goldschmidts, the Rosarios, the Caballeros, those are the guys that are going to have to step up because Ben Rice won't be in the lineup tonight. You know, he has been a huge hitter for the Yankees. So that Game 1 lineup with the heavy right-handed bats is going to have to produce for the Yankees. And we all know that Aaron Judge and these other players aren't going to see as many pitches. Judge is used to that. But, you know, the Stantons, the Bellingers, the zone gets very tight. And Stanton is going to have to be in the lineup. So I would look to see Aaron Judge probably playing right field every single game.
Wow. And he's a liability throwing the ball, as we would assume. We're talking with John Senecal here on Brian and Company. He's co-host of the Fan Base podcast, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Let's quickly go through the other series and then sort of give me your World Series predictions. Tigers, Guardians.
well, this is going to be the third time they played each other in the last 2 weeks. We all know that the Tigers collapsed, 15-and-a-half game collapse from, I believe, July 5th, right after the All-Star break. And the Indians are on a major heater. Can they keep that going? God, boy, Brian, I don't know. But I do think the Indians are the hotter team right now. Detroit's a mess. I see Guardians, beating them.
I think, and the people at home should know, the way this wild card round or whatever you call it works, all three games are at the home team. So the Yankees have all three games at Yankee Stadium. The Guardians have all three games in Cleveland. That's why seeding actually matters for this round. How about the Padres at the Cubs?
I think the Padres just have too many stars. The Cubs, Kyle Tucker's hurt. Their pitching is a little sketchy. I just see the Padres, they're getting healthy. The shortstop that used to be in the Red Sox. Help me. What the heck is his name? Bogarts, he's back. So I do see the Padres coming out on top on that one.
And then Reds-Dodgers?
I'd love to see the Reds beat the Dodgers. You know that. I just feel like the Dodgers have too many horses. You might not even see Ohtani in this first round if they don't go to game three.
And so the way it works is that Milwaukee and Seattle get byes until the next round? Is that how it works?
Yep.
It's a huge advantage.
And you talk about advantages, Brian. You know, the Yankees tied the Blue Jays for the best record in baseball, right? And it came down to basically the final game of the season. And if the Yankees would have not collapsed for basically 2 months of the season, they'd be looking at home field advantage through the playoffs. So that one game is huge. Huge, huge, huge. So don't everybody ever tell you that one game doesn't matter in Major League Baseball.
So you get Toronto and you have Seattle, Philly, and Milwaukee sitting and watching. Just quickly go through maybe what you think will be in the ALCS and NLCS, and then tell me who you think is going to be in the World Series and who's going to win it.
I think the Yankees are on a pretty good heater. I think they have the team that can get back to the World Series again. It's tough. Seattle is really good. They have got a great team. I see Seattle and the Yankees probably playing in the ALCS. In the NL, I just don't see anybody. Somehow the Dodgers, I just feel like they can always do it. Watch out for the Padres, though. The Padres have got great pitching. They got great bullpen. I think Dodgers, Padres, I don't know. I love the Phillies, but losing Zach Wheeler is a tough blow. I'm going to go back and do a repeat Yankees Dodgers World Series, and hopefully Aaron Judge doesn't drop a ball in right field this time.
And it's funny, not a single mention of the one team that has the most wins in the entire Major League Baseball.
Because they have a history of throwing up on themselves in the first round of the playoffs, Brian, every year.
That would be the Milwaukee Brewers if you're scoring it at home. All right, listen, great stuff, John. I'll talk to you in about 5 or 10 minutes as we put on an episode of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. Thanks, bud.
All right, take care, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.